Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you. And I pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio and phone apps to your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I pray that you're ever more inspired and motivated to be ever more disciplined and discerning and careful and conservative about how you spend yourself and invest in yourself so that you are ensuring the wealth of yourself and your prosperity. And for those of you who are my inner circle, I'm so grateful and so thankful to be so loved and so cared for. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to provide us with an opportunity to realize the oneness of existence itself. Beyond all of the games and the classifications and the cults and cultures and races and nations and all of that, I'm the one to remind us how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and always consciously caring to encourage you to realize that we have such a grand opportunity in this now moment to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good. To be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we matter in life. That we are conscious and conscientious, that we are here to glorify and honor life itself. And the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. To be in a place and space that as sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters and great-grandsons and great-granddaughters and great-great-great and the great-great and all of that, that there are lineages that we represent and we are able to invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent. To call not just upon the ancestors, but to truly activate our own DNA through consciously caring to be completely cleared of the guilt, the shame, the burdens, of the trespasses and transgressions that we've made. To come to a point and place where we are caring to clean our spiritual garment, to be in a place where our light bodies are fully intact, that we are caring to truly honor the reality that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and we care to be in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be in a place where we're supremely intelligent, that we do nothing to undermine ourselves, and we have an understanding and an understanding that the purpose in existence is to love life and to exalt life and to be in a place and space where we are unfolding in the light and the truth of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, filling all spaces, all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. And now, in this now moment, we are being called to rise, to clean ourselves up from our travails and tribulations along the path of adulteration, to be in the mindset where our mind is set to walk as heirs to the throne and to the kingdoms and queendoms of God and of light and of love and of peace and wisdom and truth and all of that that is whole and righteous. It is duty, obligation, and responsibility for all who breathe and have a beating heart to realize how divinely intelligence actually is in every form that it exists, as all there is as existence itself. And in this now moment where Mother Earth is shivering, quivering, quaking, The volcanoes are activating. The fires are burning. The storms are brewing. The tsunamis are activating, that humanity and humankind should be coming to a place and space where we care to be a resurrected people, that we should not be in a place where we feel willfully entitled to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I encourage you to get real with yourself about what you want. Do you want to be in a consistent state of degeneration? Do you want to undermine yourself and put yourself in a place and space where you lose your rights to your freedom, the degrees of freedom you have, to be able to take care of yourself? There are a lot of people who are no longer able to take care of themselves because they never took real good care of themselves. And to be placed in institutions that never have applied themselves to learning how to facilitate the healing, then it's a consistent state of more degeneration and not healing. When we could be healed, we could be healing because we could be cleansing. And to be under a system that instead of facilitating the cleansing and putting you on the right track in terms of knowing how to facilitate it every day, they rather take out your tonsils and take out your gallbladder and give you somebody else's body parts, when every atom and every cell of your being can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and you and I can be whole. And for those who are having to take care of parents who have the Alzheimer's and the dementia and whatnot, and we continue to give them everything that created these conditions, it just becomes ever more challenging. And so your first line of defense in anything is to know to do nothing to undermine yourself. And when you have the care of other ones who cannot care for themselves, then it matters that you're able to care for yourself. Because all too often, people who are having to deal with other ones who never learn how to take care of themselves never really know how to take care of anybody else. And so the exaltation of the divine feminine is the order of this day. Being in a place where we are able to be receptive to the guidance, the activation of our intuition, our alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our ancients and to be with, harmonious with our souls. Because as the waters are rising and we're losing coasts, we're losing islands, the humanity of nations and governments will be tested as a result of the refugees that come from these places. And we see already how that lie they call white supremacy is in effect. And we are in a now moment where we, who are just regular folk, have to realize how extraordinary we truly can be. But to come to a point and place where we are living for something greater than our own lusts, passions, and desires, that our lives are filled with a quest for true meaning and significance in not just changing the world, but changing ourselves and cleansing ourselves and being renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that when it come time, we can leave these bodies as living beings, as opposed to having left as dead people. And in the process of the progression of us realigning, reattuning, and remembering our conscious immortality, and we have the opportunity to give our gifts, to understand the complement and balance, to really look more closely at the ones that we are meeting on a day-to-day basis, and understanding there's an exchange, there's a gift that we each have to give to one another, to each other. And to realize that God works through people. And so when you've been knocking and asking and seeking and praying, then pay attention to what shows up when people are on your mind, and think about it. Think about who's on your mind, what they stand for, what it's about. Is it a need for healing? Is it a need for forgiving? Is it a need for reaching out and getting support? What? So whatever our conditions and circumstances and situations, we have full authority to do something about it, particularly where we are not satisfied. And yes, it may require us to do some things differently on a day-to-day basis, but we can do that. It's not beyond us. The issue is caring. The issue is committing. The issue is honoring. The issue is treasuring the now moment, because it's always a now moment. And to be able to lift our voices up and to give thanks for the blessedness in being, and to be in that consistent attitude of gratitude that opens doors that we've yet to see. We each have been blessed with that which is ours to give to the world. We each are blessed with the opportunity to come into relationship with other ones who can complement us, balance us, lift us, uplift us, add unto us. The challenge is to come to a place where it really matters. It really matters to you to be an honor and a glory to life itself. And to know that when we really care to be in a reverence and a true worship in this living, then we cannot support the violation, the annihilation, the usurpation, the degradation, the subjugation, the capitalization of other beings, and feed off their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids, and think that we're all right. And to realize that self-medicating is not the same thing as healing. And to have a populace that's drugged out on anything is to have a populace that's missing themselves and the purposes in existing. And there's no way to be qualified for continuance in existence if you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And the fulfillment of that law is love. The fulfillment of that law is the quest for perfecting oneself as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to be immersed in the gratitude and the thanksgiving and the peace and the poise and the potentiality and the possibilities of your potency, your power, your duty, obligation, and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. To be in a place where you care to truly mature, to be off the path of adulteration, to be on the true path of maturation, where the divine core of your being is being cultivated, nourished, nurtured, matured. And as time moves forward, we are rising higher and higher, ever expanding, ever growing, ever knowing, ever accomplishing, ever becoming. Standing, living, loving, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, fortifying, edifying, rectifying, reconciling, and resurrecting. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And so I encourage you to get real with yourself about what you want. Do you want to be in a consistent state of degeneration? Do you want to undermine yourself and put yourself in a place and space where you lose your rights to your freedom, the degrees of freedom you have, to be able to take care of yourself? There are a lot of people who are no longer able to take care of themselves because they never took real good care of themselves. And to be placed in institutions that never have applied themselves to learning how to facilitate the healing, then it's a consistent state of more degeneration and not healing. When we could be healed, we could be healing because we could be cleansing. And to be under a system that instead of facilitating the cleansing and putting you on the right track in terms of knowing how to facilitate it every day, they rather take out your tonsils and take out your gallbladder and give you somebody else's body parts. When every atom and every cell of your being can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and you and I can be whole. And for those who are having to take care of parents who have the Alzheimer's and the dementia and whatnot, and we continue to give them everything that created these conditions, it just becomes ever more challenging. And so your first line of defense in anything is to know to do nothing to undermine yourself. And when you have the care of other ones who cannot care for themselves, then it matters that you're able to care for yourself. Because all too often, people who are having to deal with other ones who never learn how to take care of themselves never really know how to take care of anybody else. And so the exaltation of the divine feminine is the order of this day. Being in a place where we are able to be receptive to the guidance, the activation of our intuition, our alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our ancients and to be with, harmonious with our souls. Because as the waters are rising and we're losing coasts, we're losing islands, the humanity of nations and governments will be tested as a result of the refugees that come from these places. And we see already how that lie they call white supremacy is in effect. And we are in a now moment where we, who are just regular folk, have to realize how extraordinary we truly can be. But to come to a point and place where we are living for something greater than our own lusts, passions, and desires, that our lives are filled with a quest for true meaning and significance in not just changing the world, but changing ourselves and cleansing ourselves and being renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that when it come time, we can leave these bodies as living beings, as opposed to having left as dead people. And in the process of the progression of us, realigning, reattuning, and remembering our conscious immortality, and we have the opportunity to give our gifts, to understand the complement and balance, to really look more closely at the ones that we are meeting on a day-to-day basis and understanding there's an exchange, there's a gift that we each have to give to one another, to each other. And to realize that God works through people. And so when you've been knocking and asking and seeking and praying, then pay attention to what shows up when people are on your mind and think about it. Think about who's on your mind. what they stand for, what it's about. Is it a need for healing? Is it a need for forgiving? Is it a need for reaching out and getting support? What? So whatever our conditions and circumstances and situations, we have full authority to do something about it, particularly where we are not satisfied. And yes, it may require us to do some things differently on a day-to-day basis, but we can do that. It's not beyond us. The issue is caring. The issue is committing. The issue is honoring. The issue is treasuring the now moment, because it's always a now moment. And to be able to lift our voices up and to give thanks for the blessedness in being, and to be in that consistent attitude of gratitude that opens doors that we've yet to see. We each have been blessed with that which is ours to give to the world. We each are blessed with the opportunity to come into relationship with other ones who can complement us, balance us, lift us, uplift us, add unto us. The challenge is to come to a place where it really matters. It really matters to you to be an honor and a glory to life itself. And to know that when we really care to be in a reverence and a true worship in this living, then we cannot support the violation, the annihilation, the usurpation, the degradation, the subjugation, the capitalization of other beings and feed off their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids, and think that we're all right. And to realize that self-medicating is not the same thing as healing. And to have a populace that's drugged out on anything is to have a populace that's missing themselves and the purposes in existing. And there's no way to be qualified for continuance in existence if you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And the fulfillment of that law is love. The fulfillment of that law is the quest for perfecting oneself as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to be immersed in the gratitude and the thanksgiving and the peace and the poise and the potentiality and the possibilities of your potency, your power, your duty, obligation, and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. To be in a place where you care to truly mature, to be off the path of adulteration, to be on the true path of maturation, where the divine core of your being is being cultivated, nourished, nurtured, matured. And as time moves forward, we are rising higher and higher, ever expanding, ever growing, ever knowing, ever accomplishing, ever becoming, standing, living, loving, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, fortifying, edifying, rectifying, reconciling, and resurrecting. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency, and am consistently praying saying that you are always inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you and we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And we are in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to really care, to be vivid in our own self-reflection of it, vivid in our own self-expression, self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with its will, its way, its law, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of the whole of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the whole of humanity, and all of the administering intelligences who are serving on behalf of the establishment of the absolute and eternal government. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that we are always in a now moment of eternity, that the earth is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself, and we are held by absolute law. And the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And coming to a point in place where we are centering ourselves in absolute reality is a necessity, because there are those who would have you spend so much of your life force, your time, your energy, and your attention on that which is in the realm of temporality, corporality, physicality, materiality, sensuality, sexuality, and to get lost in it, to be on the path of adulteration, so that at the end of it you really were adulterated, no longer what the intelligence of your being intended for itself. And at that path, the end of that path is the path of death. Now, many have been socialized to believe in death, to say that you don't fear it, but then to be rushing towards it as a result of the day-to-day habits and the day-to-day appetites and the day-to-day activities of dissipating your life force to the degree to which after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of dissipation, there's little of you left. But that is not the will of existence, and it's not the law of God. It's not the progression of us as a humanity of people, and we are in a now moment that requires us to really care to ensure the progression of our lineages, to ensure the exaltation of the greatness of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute, to be in a place and space where we are repenting from our sinful, wicked, evil life robbing ways of being, and to really accept the correction that is available to us, the support from all of the cosmic to stand, harmonize within the will of existence itself, in the exaltation of life, in the adoration and the reverence, the respect, the worship, the gratitude, and the thanksgiving of this wondrous opportunity of being these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to realize that we would never have anything greater than ourselves, and that whatever it is we aspire towards, that there are gifts that we've been given, that we are our own unique expressions of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, the issue for us is coming to that place and space within ourselves where we really care to be vivid in our expression as these points of the presence of the absolute, to be in a place where we are all right with being all right, and where we have not been all right, and there has been degrees of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, suppression, oppression, whatever, that you are realizing that with the real I as your absolute focus, absolute truth, knocking upon the doors of the kingdoms and queendoms of light behind which the exalted ones are there to heed your call for assistance, to be in a place and space where we are accepting the divinity of existence, divinity of all beings directly, and will no longer support or be complicit and complacent with the oppression, the suppression, the subjugation, the domination, the violation of other ones, particularly those ones who are being bred to be fed to us as food, cows and the turkeys and the chickens and the hens and the fish and all of these ones, the root of which is foundation of all of the disease that we're experiencing as a result of having the rot, the decay, the decomposition of the flesh of dead beings rotting in the body, which is to be converted into the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses as our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We're in a now moment where we must realize that the pandemic that has already been in full effect has created the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the expanding numbers of aborted ones, and coming to this place in space where we realize that all of the disease is the evidence of our not being properly harmonized within the laws of existence, the will of existence, the ways that facilitate our own exaltation and unfoldment as these points of the presence of the absolute. And now we have the opportunity to reverse these issues. We have the opportunity to do what other generations did not know to do. And for all of the greatness of all of those who became proficient in whatever area of talent and expression that they became proficient in, to the benefit and to the blessedness of all of us, to realize that nobody really emphasized the perfect and divine design of our body temples to the degree to which those ones who have such powerful voices of song and such powerful attunement towards the music and have written and performed and gifted us so much of their gifts, that because we were eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows and all of this, that we could not have possibly fully unfolded in the fullness of that which we have capacity and potentiality to have achieved is these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so each generation should be the progression of the previous ones. Each generation should have had the benefit of the light and the love and the service and the realizations, the revelations, and the epiphanies of the previous ones. Each generation should be supported in unfolding their uniqueness, their ingenuity, their gifts, their talents, their skills, and their abilities. That would be a glory unto the lineages that they represent, truly being able to invoke and call forth the greatness of the lineages that they represent, as opposed to feeling as though dis-ease and degradation and violation should be running through the family. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that where we are in this now moment of eternity is in the midst of this time where we should be quieting and woodshedding and giving more contemplation and thought as to truly what our deepest desires for our lives actually are. To come to a point and place where we realize that in the winter, it is a time for going inside, that things are not always the same season after season, that this is a season for our slowing down and being more disciplined and eating less and understanding the power of sobriety and whatnot. But the world would have us in a place where we move into this frequency of the change of the vibration, the universal year, with more defilement and more drunkenness and whatnot as our way of celebrating. But we're always in a now moment of eternity, and the new year actually starts with spring. And for those who are celebrating their solar returns on today and, you know, moving through the calendar and whatnot, then your new frequency really starts with the anniversary of your birth. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get still and to realize how absolutely blessed we each are. And to know that whatever your situations and circumstances are, situations and circumstances are temporary, which gives us the opportunity to shift and change based upon the clarity of our thought and what it is we truly want, and knowing how to really activate the faculties that we've been given for being able to create. And to know that Because we are held by absolute law and we are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that in this pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, and all of that, the opportunity for us to transcend it, transform it, and transmute it all towards our greater good, where we are exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, our coming into the power of unconditional love and light and being in a place and space where it truly matters to us to walk the quality of life, to have the uncompromising integrity and high ethic and morality that is a glory and will be a glory to the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we'll never know. But to be in a place and space where we realize that our lives here are temporary, but life is the gift, and we've been given one life, and it's an immortal life. So feeling entitled, Pete, to be undermining ourselves and doing that which dissipates our life force, doing that which undermines the absolute truth of ourselves, that we are involved consistently in doing that which facilitates sickness, illness, disease, and death. In thinking that that is the way of life, it is not. It's the way of death. The way of life comes as a result of our truly embracing the day-to-day ritual of being so grateful and thankful for the blessedness in being all we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to center our lives from the perspective of being centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, being mindful of it, being thoughtful and communicative with it, coming to a point and place where we realize that we're each centers of infinity, because there is no way to estimate or guesstimate how much more of infinity lies to the east or west or the north or south or any other place around and about us. We're surrounded by nothing but the infinity of eternity. And to realize, to really see it, to know that we are these spirits that are in these bodies, and that there has been, as a result of the failure of those who took responsibility to influence us as to what life is and what success in life is, but not with the love and the reverence and the respect and the appreciation of the opportunity to guide people towards their greatness. That's not what these ones did. And so we have to break through the yokes of oppression and the bonds of enslavement to passions and lusts and desires and things that are dissipating our life force, to come to a place and space where we are fully enveloped in the infinity and the eternity and the divinity of our own beings, to the degree to which we will consciously apply ourselves towards reversing whatever issues have crystallized in our tissues by clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, so that we are literally renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and resurrecting in our now moment to the glory of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to be harmonized with the intelligence of existence in the constitution and the reconstitution of Mother Earth as hostess for embryonic gods and goddesses on the path of evolutionary progression, unfoldment in harmony with universal law and cosmic law, and the fulfillment of destiny that mortal beings come into immortality, because there is that responsibility in knowing that Earth residency is actually school. And in this school of Earth residency, there are many curriculums that we're choosing that should help refine us and redefine us in terms of the who that we each are, the whos that we each are, and the purpose in being and consciously caring to be purposed on the path of destiny, as opposed to having tragic dates with fate as a result of our willfulness and willful disobedience and disregard to there being law and order that we should be harmonized with. And those who took responsibility for giving us an orientation in life did not take responsibility for being rightly oriented in life. And therefore, we are seeing the progression of error as a result of the delusion of thinking that they have the right to decide who lives and who dies, that they have the right to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry and business. And now we're having to awaken to the reality that those of us who have gotten degrees in their educational echelons of education have done so that we can be black and brown and yellow and red faces to a white ideology that is oppressive to everything and everybody. And so now we are so grateful that there are so many who are awakening daily, lifting their eyes to the absolute reality, dwelling consciously in knowing that there are right ways to be responsive to being under the subjugation and domination of oppressive thought and way of living that is the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death. This now moment in which we're in is our now moment to reclaim the divinity of our being and to realize that as a result of being on a planet that is an intergalactic biospheric spaceship and that we have each come to it through the wombs of our mothers sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, that everyone is immersed in nothing but the phenomenalness, the majesty, and the miraculousness of what it is to be. And we're each so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts that if we could just take some time consistently, daily, to reflect on the blessedness of our being and to be in a place and space where we are consistently mindful of counting the blessedness, all of the hearts that have opened up to us, the hands that have extended to us, those who've loved us, all of the salvation and deliverance that we have experienced from tragedy and travesty and adulteration and sickness and illness and disease, to come into a greater place with ourselves, to have healed and to know that there is so much more. But as we are consciously realigning and attuning to the will of existence in seeing the divinity of all, then we're in a now moment where we are being called to rise completely up and to support the liberation of all other beings. There is no way to truly be about liberation except in being committed to the liberation of the whole and the wholeness of everything and everyone. We can no longer be complicit and complacent, co-conspirating with the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the annihilation of other beings, and then feed off their body parts and their body fluids and their progeny without more and more disease and death. And so in really addressing the error, the progression of errors that has brought us to this point, then our opportunity to get centered in the exaltation of a full life's urge where we do nothing to undermine ourselves gives us leverage over those who would continue to exercise the different technologies and systems that they've created to undermine the intelligence of our being. The primary misuse of that intelligence has been through the commercialism and the sublimation, the psychological behavior modification that has been instituted as a result of the impact and the effect of artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of these chemicals that are in that stuff that they call food, that we really don't have to have any more of it, and we would be even better as a result of it. A people who feel entitled to poison, to dominate, to subjugate, to bastardize and to undermine the cellular functioning of children are a spiritually impoverished people. A people who have set a foundation through systemized miseducation and religious training and socialization towards death are a people who are destined to die. A people who have founded themselves on the violation of other ones, the subjugation, the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the enslavement, and the consistent bombardment of chemicals and things are a people who are being disqualified for being continued in existence. A people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to die. And so because there is absolute law, and the law proceeds from our thought and our word and our actions and what it is we're committed to, then I am the one who really has been speaking to the need for us to, with our own voices, commit every atom and every cell of our being to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected people, to know that real freedom is the intelligence of our being being completely freed, so that we function as intelligences of existence, completely committed to life, completely committed to wholeness, completely committed to being, completely committed to exalting the divinity of being directly, and finding joy in every day, finding life pleasurable because we are rightly centered in the absolute reality of the divinity of all being directly. The wealth of us has to be created. Just having paper currency and currency that allows us to exchange is not the same thing as really investing in the realignment, reattunement, and the harmonization of our wills with the divine. Our coming to this place and space where it matters to us that we will stand as a resurrected people, that we will cultivate the wealth of ourselves, our own ingenuity, creativity, to consciously care to be blessings everywhere that we show up, enhancing, uplifting, enriching, supporting, honoring, reverencing, delighting, inspiring, facilitating, healing, honoring, remembering, celebrating and rejoicing, dancing in the absolute reality of how absolutely blessed we each are. In order for us to come to those points in place where we are really participating with the establishment of absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth is a reality of life upon the planet, then we have to realize that the present systems of oppression are not sustainable. And those who have been employed by the death industries, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sugar, and all of the other industries that thrive in the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation of other ones, from the strip clubs to the sex trafficking and all of this, we have to realize that you are being called to shift, to know that the purpose in being purposed, to be vivid in our own self-expression and self-reflection as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence is the foundation of real wealth. And that prostituting ourselves and dissipating our life force because we can get paid to do it, working daily on behalf of companies that are producing non-food items that are being marketed towards children and other ones, those who are working and creating that which creates devastation within the very fiber and cells of beings directly, there is no way to really thrive when you are not rightly aligned with the purposes of existence itself, and therefore are facilitating and creating more disease within your own bodies, hearts, minds, and spirits, as well as contributing to the growing numbers of sick, ill, diseased, obese, and all of that that has already been pandemic. We're in a now moment where it's time to be attuned to absolute truth, because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. But the truth is that we're all immersed in this absolute and supreme reality that is life itself. It is the gift, and we cannot create anything greater than ourselves. And there is no wealth or prosperity that we can have at the detriment of ourselves, anything, or anybody else. And so the consciousness and the conscientiousness of those who are in service, in whatever echelon of society you're serving, our first degrees of accountability and responsibility is that which beats our hearts and breathes us. That's where our true harmony and unity actually is, in that we are all breathing beings directly. And so breath is our real religion. We can't survive without it. It is the breath that animates us, maintains us, and sustains us. And that which they call food and drink, that which so many ones are consistently buying and ingesting, creating more and more disease. There has to be death to the death industries. And the industries of death cannot die before the people do. So the fulfillment of where we are is in realizing that every day there are those who are consciously choosing to do a greater work and walk a greater way, to exalt a full effort in living, and to realize that that which we do individually supports or doesn't the wholeness of us all. On behalf of the whole of existence, it is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.